following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I don't think that anybody really gives a rat's ass.
Didn't change that, though, did you? Move forward.
So, it is, you know, the middle of the week, the doldrums, the days of denial, and God, lovies, the older I am getting, and the fatter that I'm getting, and not giving a shit that I'm just, that you could land a plane on my ass, it's just like, oh, God, why am I denying?
For health reasons, Vera. You can't be eating saturated fats and drinking copious amounts of alcohol every night. You will die.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't think that anybody really gives a rat's ass.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 918 of the BFO for Monday, the 8th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty is going to tell you about the excitement of the weekend. Big Fatty, you know that bores the shit out of people. Hello, burpees. Y'all, hi, I hope your Monday is going well, but y'all burpees, that was mentioned by that Timmy Sims. Y'all, that Timmy Sims came up with burpees, and y'all like it. I like it. But y'all, do you listen to the Timmy Sims little booze? Y'all, he was complaining. He was complaining that it's so hard to make friends. And, all I gotta say is we'll get your ass to Vegas. Because, you know, Timmy Sims, if you come to Vegas, you'll get to meet your favorite podcasters. And I don't mean Big Fatty. Y'all, did you listen to the Foul Monkeys? Evidently, Foul Monkeys is the favorite. When I see a Foul Monkeys, it's lovely. I have to drop everything, including my parents. But the Foul Monkeys, they will be out there in the Vegas. So Timmy Sims, you can come out and see your favorites. So anyway, y'all, you know I am gonna hear about that one. But anyway, I do like the burpees. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal? And y'all, if you have not already done so, and y'all, there's no reason to hurry because, you know, she recodes that Monday show so damn late that, you know, it barely qualifies as a Monday show, but, you know, she doesn't give a shit. She just, nobody gives a shit, McCready. But y'all, you can call, get over there on the cellular telephonic device and call the old gal. And y'all, she's having an anniversary. Yes, McCready. Y'all, did you know that Lucy, the old redheaded gal, she turned 100. Over the weekend on Saturday, and y'all, today, Monday, Vera turned 600. Big Fatty, I have no problem believing that. So y'all get on the horn and give the old gal a call and congratulate her for making it to 600. So anyway, y'all, before I forget, because I know that the time will get away from me, and I'll just absolutely forget. But, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, by the way, well, I'll tell you about it in the weekend. But, y'all, later tonight, at 9 p.m. Eastern, which, of course, is the only time zone that matters, y'all, it'll be the very first State of the Station show. And, y'all, that is a filet mignon and a baked potato. And, y'all, some homemade potato chips with blue cheese dressing and crumbled blue cheese on it. Big Freddy, it sounds lovely. But I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes, too. But y'all, it just came up, so I had to reveal to you what it was. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, y'all, 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, on Monday night, the 8th, y'all, the very first State of the Station address will be taking place, or little show will be taking place with the Suits. Arthur will be there, and y'all, I don't know who else will be there, but Arthur is certainly one of the Suits. Big Fatty hopes to be there. And y'all, we're just going to talk about Pride 48 weekend and some of the things you can look forward to. Y'all, there have been some very interesting offers made by people here in the past few days. And y'all, I'm sure we'll address some of those as the time gets closer and as this goes along. But y'all, this is not just for podcasters. And it's not just for the people that are going to be in Las Vegas. But it is just so that everybody kind of knows what page we're on, and so that we're all kind of on the same page. So y'all, give it a listen. We'll be over at thepride48.com. Y'all, you can listen to it on the BFO app. Yes, Big Freddy, that's lovely. And it's free now, Big Freddy. It is free. The chat room will be going, and y'all, it'll just be lovely. Now, I say it'll be at Pride 48. Y'all, if that Daniel Biba is around, y'all, you know we'll be on that Goggle Plus. But anyway, just you watch the Twitty feed or, you know, check the chat room, because, you know, we'll be at the chat room regardless. So anyway, y'all, so check in on that. Y'all, you know, on Friday's little show, you know, I had the hats called me twice in the middle of the little show. And y'all, you know, you always expect the worst. You always expect the worst when the hats call. And y'all, so as soon as I finished recording, y'all, I gave them a call. Y'all, would you like to guess what they were? They were in a hissy, in such a hurry to call and tell me about. Y'all, they were calling to tell me to throw away my ground turkey, that there had been a recall on it. Now, y'all, I don't have any ground turkey. And my mother insisted that I did. In my refrigerator, I said, I don't have ground turkey in my refrigerator. Well, I don't remember going through your freezer. Well, y'all, you know damn good and well she did go through the freezer, because that's what mothers do. That is what they do. And y'all, she caught herself. You know, she exposed her nosiness. Big Freddy exposed her nosiness. Y'all, so she's just hell-bent determined for me to... to throw away my ground turkey. Y'all, she got caught. And I said, I don't have any ground turkey anywhere. Oh, well, maybe I'm imagining things. Well, yeah, either that or maybe you were just looking in my freezer. So, anyway, so y'all, there was nothing. But y'all, if you do have ground turkey at home, throw it out. Throw it out, because you'll get the salmonella. Which is not a fish flavored cookie, salmonella. Get it? Okay. y'all, Friday, y'all, it was a skeleton staff in the coal mine on Friday. It was me and the Skull's replacement, and that was it. That was it on Friday. And then the Skull's replacement took off around high noon, y'all. And y'all, I had gotten a coupon in my e-letter saying, "Big Freddy, if you use this coupon link, we will give you a complimentary order of breadsticks from the Pizza Hut whenever you purchase something." Well, y'all, they've been running these ads on the TV machine for the P-Zone. And, y'all, that is not a place where you go to urinate. Let me just say, the P-Zone is, what do you call those things? It's kind of like the half moon-shaped thing, and it's the stuff is stuffed inside. It's like a pizza folded in half. And so I said, well, I'd like to try that. And, y'all, it's only $5. And so, y'all, I went and I tried to click on the link, and y'all, I couldn't get the damn thing to work. I'm just like, oh, dear God. And y'all, finally, Finally, I got it to work, and I ordered my P-Zone. I got it the meaty one, the meaty P-Zone. Big, ready? It's vulgar when you say it. And the complimentary order of breadsticks, and y'all went by there and picked it up and brought it back to the coal mine, because y'all, I was the only one there, and I was eating on it, and y'all, it wasn't very good. So I do not recommend the P-Zone. It's not very good, y'all. And y'all, then I got another e-letter today saying, you order online and get a free P-Zone. Y'all, they can't even sell them. They're having to give them away now. So, y'all, I don't recommend the P-Zone. Big, ready, move forward. And so, y'all, after that, then, you know, since I was sitting there at my desk there at the coal mine, I said, well, I got to get out of here for a little while. So, y'all, I hopped in the Ford Explosion, and I drove down to the Apple Snack Store, because, you know, I was hell-bent and determined that I was going to get me a new computer. Y'all, I got to get over here and get my paperwork, because, big, ready, if you were prepared, you'd have it in front of you. But I'm not. So I went down there, and y'all, there were people waiting in line to be serviced, and y'all, that only happens at the Fat Cave. People waiting in line to be serviced. Ah, Big Freddy. So I said, I really don't have time to wait in line. Maybe I'll just order it online. And the gentleman said, yes, Big Freddy, that would be lovely. So y'all, that's exactly what I did. Y'all, I ordered me a 15-inch. Big Freddy, be careful. I ordered me a 15-inch MacBook Pro. The less expensive of the two 15-inches. Big Freddy. And I got the Apple Snack Care with that. And y'all, then I got me, you know, I didn't get a whole lot of help on selecting printers. So, y'all, I just went with the HP Envy, y'all, because, you know, anything that says Envy, I'm all for it. And it's the HP Envy all-in-one printer. And, y'all, there was a $100 coupon. $100 coupon if you bought the printer at the same time you ordered the computer. So I've already, have I applied for the, no, I don't think I've applied for the $100 coupon. You have to get it after the fact. You have to go in and do it after the fact. But anyway, and y'all, there was free shipping on it. And when I went to do the checkout, y'all, it charged me $177.48 in tax. And I said, no. So, y'all, I called 1-800-APPLE-STACK, and, y'all, I spoke to Lorena, she says, now, if I cannot satisfy you, I will transfer you to Mr. Steve Jobs, and he'll make you happy. I said, I'm going to give you a chance first. And so, she says, Big Freddy, you have just gotten a copy of your order, and once it is accepted, once it has been accepted, and y'all, all that means is once we've charged your credit card, then the tax will automatically come off. I said, thank you for calling. And she says, and you'll get an e-letter telling you all that. I said, thank you. And so y'all, sure enough, later that afternoon, later Friday afternoon, was it Friday afternoon or was it Saturday morning? I don't remember. It's not important. It's nobody gives a shit, y'all. Nobody gives a shit. Especially Timmy Sims, y'all. He hates hearing about people's weekends. That's y'all. That's the one thing that resounded as loud as Foul Monkeys is my favorite show to listen to. But I drop everything. But anyway, I saw that it has shipped. Y'all, I don't know if it shipped from Mexico or where, but y'all, it is supposed to be here on Wednesday, and the printer, the computer will be here on Wednesday. And the printer will be here either Tuesday or Wednesday. And y'all, it is complimentary shipping for all these items. So, and y'all, old Veda, he's got to help me set it all up and everything. Y'all, he ain't going to be around all week long, so, you know, it didn't do me any good to get it on Saturday and just have it sitting here and me picking my nose or something, you know, just looking at it. Big honey, please, you know how to just be the most vulgar. But, anyway, so did that on Friday, and y'all then came home and just had a relaxing evening here at the Fat Cave on Friday. Y'all, I watched some TV, some of the TV programs that I record, and then I went to sleep that evening. Got up on Saturday, and what did I do on Saturday? I don't recall. Oh, I got up and I went and I had a coupon for a complimentary Chick-fil-A biscuit. So y'all, of course, I am gonna go and rob them. Just rob them of you know, whenever they give me a coupon, I'm gonna take advantage of it. I'm gonna put them out of business. And so I did that, and y'all picked up some. Went by. I went by the. Oh, I went. Yes, McCready, you went by the P.O. box.
Make a wish.
And y'all, in there was a package, and y'all, it is from my domestic straight boyfriend, y'all, Phil in Oregon, out there in the Oregon, and y'all, it says do not open until Wednesday. All right, well, I guess I'll have to wait until Wednesday to open it. So, anyway, but y'all, you know, Phil in Oregon is a make-believe straight boyfriend, according to some. But, you know, so I guess I've sent a package to myself now. But, y'all, there was another package. I forgot to tell you this. There was another package that came into the, the coal mine, y'all. And it was from a straight boyfriend in the UCK. Not, y'all. And, y'all, it sounds as if it's liquid. It is liquid. So, y'all, I can't wait to open it. Y'all, it was also marked do not open until Wednesday. Y'all, I don't understand this whole thing about do not open until Wednesday. But anyway, so there you have it. But, y'all, after I did all of that kind of stuff and did my running around and all, I was a sloth. I was just a sloth. And piddled around the house, and then y'all, I was and I went back over to the I had to do some website things for the horror group. Y'all, by the way, our big horror weekend is coming up at the end of the month. Y'all, we have already got 75 applications, and I think we are going to be right around 100 people at the big horror event. However, there are rooms still available if you live in the Atlanta area you have a podcast that has the word cunt in it. I mean country, which is not spelled C-U-N-T. There is still room for you to come and see Mr. Michael Brandon, because he'll be there too. Y'all, he's in Stockholm. Oh, dear, I see. He's in Stockholm, Sweden right now, but he'll be back. Yes, McCready. Y'all, then Saturday night, went out to the room with Granny and Miss Porter, had a couple of beverages, and, y'all then, came home, and y'all, I had the gurgly tummy all Saturday night, because y'all, I'd eaten that canned chicken and dumplings, and y'all, it just wasn't good. It just wasn't good. I need to go to the crock pot, to have their chicken and dumplings. They're much better there. Then on Sunday, y'all, Miss Porter and Granny and I, we did a little shopping, and they took me to lunch, and I had my steak and all there. And now, y'all, I have my favorite, my most regular old gentleman caller come by, and now I'm doing the show. Yes!
I don't think that anybody really gives a rat's ass.
Oh, they all... Everybody cares except Timmy Sims. Oh!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.